If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham, where I'm going to be reviewing the newest episode. It's called Blood Rush. It aired Monday night on Fox. Normally, I do these reviews with my friend Amy of thevro.com, but apparently she's at a One Tree Hill con this week or this weekend. I don't know, because I never watched One Tree Hill or whatever the hell the show is called. I watch Gotham, and that's what we're going to talk about. Real quick, I got my notes here. Loved the episode. Freaking loved it. Just watched it for the second time. Loved the barn story. Loved how he's changing. Loved the beginning where he literally rips that dude apart. Loved the bar scene, the plastic surgeon scene where he literally pushes the dude through a freaking wall. Awesome. 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 And now he's, seeing demon faces of everybody that's guilty. Oh yeah, Barnes is going to be in for it. And then the end of this episode, the plastic surgeon's still alive and tells Jim that Barnes is the one that pushed him through a wall. Ooh, and by the looks of next week's commercial, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be nuts because Barnes and Jim are going to go at it. It looks like face to face, but you know, Jim's going to want to help Barnes out, which is going to be a good thing. I'm liking Barnes. I like Barnes. I've liked Barnes since day one. Hopefully he'll get some help. I hope he doesn't die. We'll see what happens. Hopefully there's a cure for this freaking blood that's going through his body. What else? Penguin. Penguin and Enigma's drama happening. I swear to God, Penguin is like some crazy stalker. I'm telling you, like some, Enigma's a smart guy. He has to know that Penguin is setting him up, right? Right? I mean, he's not blinded by whatever he's blinded by. He's got to know that Penguin is throwing out these signs and just, I don't know. But that scene where Penguin and, I think what was her name, Isabel, actually get to meet each other and he tries to break up with her and then Isabel catches on to him and finds out and realizes that Penguin loves Enigma as well. Hilarious. Loved it. Loved them two facing off. Did not like the fact that Penguin had a freaking brakes cut. No. But you know what? Something tells me deep down inside, she's not dead. It looks like the train. I'm thinking the train might have clipped her car and didn't kill her. And that way, Enigma's going to find out, and it's going to put a rift between them two. But I'm excited to see how that's going to happen. Did y'all see? What was up with Isabel, a.k.a. Kringle, putting Enigma's hand on her throat, and then they doing some kind of crazy kinky stuff? That was pretty crazy. I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, I think they're better off a couple than Penguin and Enigma. I think there's just history with Kringle. And now that she looks like her, I don't think Penguin has a chance. Nope, not at all. What else? Loved Barbara. I always love Barbara. Crazy Barbara is the bomb. Loved it when she went to go mess with Lee. Totally cool. Hopefully we see more of Barbara. I was hoping she would do something to Lee, but I wasn't. I wasn't that lucky. Let's see what else. Mario punches Jim in the face. And then Jim retaliates and says, I'll give you that one for Lee. This Mario guy is going to be a pain in the ass. I can already tell he's going to be a pain in the ass. His jealous side is going to come up, and I'm just wondering where this is going to go. Where is Lee going to go? She's going to go Team Jim, Team Mario. What about Don Falcone? What's going to happen with that? Is he going to take his own son's side? Is he going to take Jim's side, or is he going to blame Lee for everything? Ooh, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Oh, you know what? And I hope we see some more Falcone. And now that I'm thinking about it, Barnes and Falcone face off at the party. Barnes obviously does not like Don Falcone for his past. Yeah, this is going to be good. I'm a big fan of Don Falcone, so hopefully we'll see more of him. But other than that, man, this episode was great. For a second time, great episode. Gotham just keeps going boom, boom, boom. This new season, loving it so far. Next week looks crazy. So 10 out of 10 for this episode. That's it for my review. Next week, Amy will be back, I'm sure, and we'll talk Gotham again. If you want to hear past shows, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Gotham on iTunes, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. All my shows are there, or my blog.
You can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Three different spots that you can listen to our podcasts. So that's pretty much it. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iwatchmike on Facebook. Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. And I think that's it, people. All right? Have a great week coming up weekend. And I'll be back with more Gotham next week. Peace.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.